From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The strike of a gavel formally opens the Republican National Convention in Tampa today to little fanfare. Hardly anyone was there. Blame it on Tropical Storm Isaac. Tonight's opening event was canceled, forcing organizers to rework the convention schedule to include headline speakers later in the week. At least one has dropped out of the lineup. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal.
I will not be speaking or attending a Republican convention in Florida. Certainly party conventions are interesting, but there's no time for politics here in Louisiana along our coast.
Louisiana, where people are observing the 7th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, is among several states preparing for the possibility of a hurricane strike sometime tomorrow night. The National Hurricane Center says even if Tropical Storm Isaac's winds don't intensify, the storm could still cause widespread damage. NPR's Craig Windham reports the reason lies in the storm's size and movement.
Isaac is a large storm, and as it makes landfall, it's expected to slow down. Hurricane Center Director Rick Knapp says the result could be a major storm surge of seawater along the Gulf Coast.
The storm surge potential on the coastlines of Alabama, Mississippi, and in southeastern Louisiana is 6 to 12 feet above ground level.
Knapp says that's enough to be life-threatening, and he says Isaac will also dump drenching rain as it lumbers inland.
Easily up to a foot of rain in some places. Some localized spots could get foot and a half.
Knapp says that heavy rain could trigger dangerous flooding across a wide area. Craig Windham, NPR News, Washington.
The Syrian military is calling it a malfunction. However, rebels are declaring victory after a Syrian helicopter went down in the capital, Damascus. Video shows the aircraft engulfed in flames and spinning out of control. A Turkish journalist missing in Syria has appeared on video saying he was captured by pro-government forces. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Istanbul that Turkey's foreign minister says Damascus is responsible for the cameraman's safety.
Turkish television aired footage from a pro-regime Syrian channel showing Cüneyt Ünal, a cameraman for the U.S.-funded Al-Hura network, who went missing with a colleague last week in Aleppo. Appearing bruised and tired, Ünal described the rebel fighters he was with as including many foreigners, a claim made repeatedly by the regime. Ünal made no mention of his colleague Bashar Fahmy, who was said to be wounded during the clashes and has not been seen since. Two Japanese journalists crossed with the Turks into Syria last week. One, Mika Yamamoto, was killed in Aleppo. Turkish Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu said Ünal was coerced into his statement, and Turkey holds Syria responsible for his well-being. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Istanbul.
At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is up 4 points at 13,162, NASDAQ up 9 at 3,079. This is NPR News. Three Marines are receiving non-judicial punishment for their role in the desecration of Taliban corpses that was filmed and became public in January. According to a press release from Quantico, the specific punishments will not be disclosed, but they could include reduction in rank, forfeiture of pay, or a reprimand. Punishments leveled at other Marines will be announced at a later date. U.S. retailers are counting on a boost in sales as back-to-school shopping reaches a peak. Danielle Carson reports that after Christmas, it's the second most important sales period of the year.
The recent spike in gas prices could dampen sales of jeans, lunchboxes, and backpacks. And the sales numbers aren't expected to be as strong as last year. Still,
there'll be a lot of people trying to get their last-minute back-to-school needs out of the way. So it should be a pretty good week.
IHS Global Insight economist Chris Christopher says after months of sitting on their wallets, Americans are in the mood to spend again, but they could still hold off on buying certain items.
With computers, well, there's going to be a new release of Windows that will have people say, hey, maybe I won't buy it now. I may buy it in the fourth quarter.
And bookstores may suffer this year because of a new competitor. More people are opting to read and do schoolwork on tablets. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Those back-to-school sales could certainly bolster Apple. The company's stock surging more than 2% after the company won its court battle against Samsung. The technology titans wrestled in court over who stole what. Well, late Friday, Apple prevailed in convincing a jury that Samsung had ripped off features of the top-selling iPhone and iPad. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.